The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Shelf shortages loom in the run-up to Christmas. Experts are warning global supply chain issues will impact Ireland. And joining me now, Managing Director of Retail Excellence, Duncan Graham. Good morning, Duncan.
Morning, Pat.
Now, first of all, it's a perfect storm almost, what with Brexit, China difficulties in manufacturing, the Suez Canal, all of those things. Explain.
Yeah, it's a bit of a mess, isn't it? Although I have to say, you know, I was talking to people this time last year saying that we were probably in for some difficult times around Christmas in terms of supply. This year feels as though it's different. This year feels as though certainly there are some added problems. You know, if you look at the actual supply chain, it's a finely tuned machine. And you know, when you lock in a pandemic and the fact that people have been locked down and countries have been locked down for significant periods of time, really what's happened is we've had a massive plummet in terms of demand for products during lockdowns and during the pandemic. And then, of course, we've opened up and there's been a huge surge of demand for things as people have gone out and spent. You know, you've also then bought into that the COVID lockdowns, which have impacted manufacturing across the Far East, ports like Rotterdam, where, you know, been working at reduced capacity, you know, even COVID cases on ships arriving in major ports that have delayed the unloading of those things, and you've just got a really big mess. And as you mentioned, you know, Capitol, the Suez Canal being closed for 6 days earlier in the year, it's just added to the complication. So it's been a problem, certainly this Christmas.
Yep. I remember one of the complications of the Suez Canal closure was if these containers don't get moving and get delivered and emptied, that you end up with a shortage of containers and the price goes up.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what's happened. I mean, certainly what we're being quoted, some of our members are saying to us is that, you know, 4 and 5 times last year's level to book a container from the Far East. Those are the sort of numbers. It's 4 and 5 times more this year than it was in 2020. And that's assuming you can get the container. And, you know, if you look at things like furniture, even, for example, you know, if you go into a furniture store now, they'll be quoting you up to sort of 20, 25 weeks to get product over that, you know, a year ago or 2 years ago, they were saying you might get pre-Christmas delivery on. So it's certainly impacting across the board at the moment.
So what is likely to be scarce this coming Christmas?
So I think if you think about what's under the tree on Christmas morning, a lot of those products are coming from the Far East, they're coming from a long way away. And those are the types of things that we're going to have some difficulties with. So, you know, it is across the board, things like toys, electrical items, Christmas decorations, even, and, you know, clothing items, all of those things could be impacted. Now, you know, I have to say, I'll caveat that by saying I still think there's going to be plenty of products out there. It may just not be the stuff that you really want. And, you know, the real message has got to be, if you want something, you see it in the shops now, you know, buy it now. Don't wait until that final week before Christmas before you pick it up.
Now, the supply chains, obviously Brexit has interfered with those supply chains coming from Britain. It doesn't mean that the products you're getting from Britain are originated in Britain, but have many of your members just sorted out their supply chains to source things through EU wholesalers rather than the UK?
Yeah, look, I think it's gradually happening. It's certainly not the case that everybody has suddenly switched off in the UK and is now starting to source from Northern Europe or you know, European countries. I think that is gradually happening. I know that, you know, people are pulling out all the stops to try and move things across from the UK faster. I know that the last numbers that I was hearing was something like 80% of product was moving pretty smoothly from the UK into Ireland. But of course, you know, it's still subject to additional control. And additional controls mean more bureaucracy and therefore more expense. So, you know, members have moved to new supply bases and perhaps using new routes, going direct from some of those Northern European ports directly into Ireland rather than going through the land bridge. And you know, certainly that's happening, but it's not, you know, it's not as if we can switch off one way of working and switch on to another way of working automatically. So, you know, it does take a while for that to all to move through.
Now, some people would be a bit cynical and say, well, the, you know, retail excellence advising people, if you see something, buy it now. It's to bring receipts forward, generate cash flow, and that when the time comes, sure, there'll be loads of stuff to buy.
This is what I don't think that's going to be the case this time around. I think normally what happens with these things is, you know, there's a finely tuned supply chain, product that gets in early, becomes fairly evident early on which products are going to sell out and which products are going to be fast. And retailers quite often have a second bite of the cherry to be able to go back and reorder, you know, stock that's manufactured quickly and get that in pre-Christmas. This time round, because of the delays, that isn't going to be happening. So once it's gone, it's gone. You know, and I say there is going to be product there. There is going to be stuff to buy, but it may not be the things that you want. And I think, you know, the message to consumers will be, you know, have a plan B. You know, if you can't get that plan A, have a plan B, and be prepared to shop around, because, you know, there will be must-have items and they'll sell out very quickly.
All right. Managing Director of Retail Excellence, Duncan Graham, thank you very much for joining us.